Now, the U.S. president's popularity has seen a major decline according to a series of polls. The latest CNN poll shows that Donald Trump's approval rating stands at just 36%, a 6-point drop compared to last month. 7 other reliable polls also reveal a downward trend in Trump's popularity, with 38% being the average. The collective dip indicates the real public dissatisfaction with the job that Donald Trump is doing. The figures are especially alarming for Republicans in view of the upcoming November midterm elections. The U.S. president is battling claims of being a paranoid and dysfunctional leader by several White House insiders. Now, for more on that, we are joined by Mr. Jack Rice, criminal defense attorney and former CIA officer. Mr. Rice, thank you very much for joining us. Now, of course, as far as polls are concerned, well, the election of Donald Trump has showed us that polls are not exactly reliable if we need to make sure what public opinion is. But we still cannot overlook the fact that the November midterm elections are basically a referendum on the way Trump has been running the country. How do you believe this election will turn out?
Well, it's a great question, because what we do know is there are some 8 polls that have all come out, and they're all very consistent in terms of the numbers. The reason it's particularly important is that the country seems to be looking at the midterm elections as really a response and a reflection of their satisfaction or lack of satisfaction with this president. And as a result of that, the real concern for Republicans right now is that this president won't drive Republicans to the polls. He won't drive the moderates, those middle-of-the-road Americans who aren't necessarily conservatives, to vote for him in the future. And what that really means for the midterms isn't anything for his job in particular, but the potential for the loss of control of the House and the Senate to the Democratic Party, which could really stymie this president. So everybody is watching that.
Mr. Rice, on the Democrat side, we can see Mr. Obama now taking center stage, which in a way can mean that the Democrats lack some kind of leadership at this point in time, so they had to go back to Obama to call on the younger generation to come in and vote. Do you think this will be an effective strategy?
Actually, I think it cuts both directions. Clearly, President Obama still has a lot of popularity with progressive Democrats and even more moderate Democrats, that more traditional Democratic voter. And so he will be driving them to the polls. Now, on the other side of the aisle, however, there's still a lot of conservatives, a lot of Republicans who don't like President Obama, and that may actually drive them to the polls as well. I guess the real question will be, will it drive more Democrats or Republicans to the polls?
And what is your personal speculation, sir?
Well, I actually think that it'll probably drive more Democrats to the polls. I mean, one of the things we really know about not just this last election in 2016, but in general, it really is about who brings their people to the polls. I mean, big picture, the numbers of people who actually show up. And if we really look at what's going on right now, those who are particularly excited, those are really sort of watching this and really getting ready for Election Day in early November, it seems to be the Democrats at this point. And the reason I think that is that if you look at President Trump, what President Trump is not your traditional Republican. You got to think about it in terms of trade, the trade war he has right now with the Chinese in particular. That's something the Republicans, generally speaking, wouldn't do. His approach to international policy is something the Republicans generally wouldn't do either. And so that's causing a lot of confusion with traditional Republican voters. Whereas on the other hand, we find that this president has cut directly against a lot of the legacy issues of President Obama and of traditional Democrats. So those people are really driving forward right now. And I think based upon that, they're going to come out in droves to try to find a way to stymie this president, to stop him in his tracks from doing anything for the next 2 years before the general election for the next president of the United States.
Thank you very much, Mr. Jack Rice, a criminal defense attorney and former CIA officer. Your comments are always welcome, sir, on Press TV.